17 minutes past seven. The Business Secretary, Vince Cable, is starting a campaign to celebrate British manufacturing. He's asked every MP to send him examples of industrial excellence and originality from their constituencies. Well, the Labour MP, Owen Smith, was one of the first to respond. He's nominated Concrete Canvas, based in Treforest, near Pontypridd. Emma Thomas reports.
So what you can see in front of you is the unhydrated concrete cloth. It's a fabric, it's very flexible, and that is impregnated with a dry concrete. You lay that up into any shape, add water, and in 24 hours, turns into a hard concrete layer.
William Crawford is one of two engineering graduates who have developed Concrete Canvas and are now distributing it across the world, from their local highways construction agency to armed forces and disaster relief charities.
We're standing in front of now a concrete canvas shelter that we manufacture here in Pontypridd. They're an inflatable plastic inner, a bit like a balloon, with a concrete cloth bonded to the outside, steel doors at both ends. That whole structure is folded up in a sack at the factory here, delivered to site, then inflated, and the concrete cloth sprayed with water, and in 24 hours they've got a hard building that's ready to use.
The company's turnover has doubled every year since they began sales, the kind of growth which earned them the nomination of their local MP, Labour's Owen Smith.
What the crash has showed everybody very clearly is that we need a much more balanced economy in Britain, and that means we need to make things and we need to celebrate our manufacturers. What they've done is hugely innovative and also potentially very, very commercial and developed from scratch. It's just a very, very clever piece of engineering. These are the growth areas of the future. They're where we need to be making things, and they're where I'm sure Wales can make a mark.
In the first 3 months of this year, 156,000 people in Wales were working in manufacturing. That's up nearly 8% on 2010. But historically, there are around 40% fewer people employed in the industry than 20 years ago. Gareth Jenkins is the chairman of the EEF, the Manufacturers Association in Wales.
There's no short answer and there's no quick fix. If you want to address that decline just in terms of numbers employed, it's going to take 10 or 15 years. It's a massive task. Also, we're in a global position where companies with an advantage with low labour rates, China, Taiwan, there'll always be somewhere in the world under globalisation where there are lower costs. I think we've got to be more about higher value, more innovation. It's going to need a lot of things. It's going to need a lot of investment, an influx of very talented people.
The pound's weak position against other currencies makes it an ideal time to be manufacturing in the UK, to supply both home industries and to export abroad. For Concrete Canvas, Wales was an ideal base for production.
There's a lot of advantages to manufacturing in this part of the world. There's very good logistical links. We're very close to the M4. We also have access to a very good workforce, and building rates here are very competitive and get a very good factory space for not very much money. The other key part of having a business in Wales is the amount of support that's provided by the Welsh Government, both in terms of financial support through grant funding, but also the business mentoring support, and that's enabled us to develop the production equipment, bring out different product variants, and that's helped to grow the business.
As MPs hunt for manufacturing success stories to present to the House of Commons after recess, the focus in Wales seems to be on reinvention after industry decline, something explained by Wales First Made by Britain nominee.
One of the things Britain has always been good at is invention, research and development, and we need to do everything we can to encourage young people to see that as a career going forward, being entrepreneurial, being inventive, seeing engineering as a career of choice.
Emma Thomas reporting.